Illinois' new congressional maps are out, and they heavily favor Democrats. Bloomington Normal is wrapped into a district with Peoria, the Quad Cities, and a portion of the Rockford area. Those urban centers favor a Democrat. Current area Republican Congressman Rodney Davis would now represent largely rural areas, stretching from his hometown of Taylorville through Danville on the eastern border of the state, and snaking back west and north all the way to Freeport. Bloomington Normal's other U.S. Representative, Darren LaHood, is also drawn into a largely rural and Republican district, stretching from east of Rantoul, west through the rural areas of McLean County, and to the western border of the state at Quincy. Tim Shelley speaks with Monmouth College political science professor Robin Johnson about what all this means.
Well, to the winners go the spoils, and in Illinois that means they get to draw the map, the party in control. And the Democrats, of course, have control of both houses of the legislature, veto-proof majorities. They also control the governor's office. In spite of the governor's promises during his campaign to oppose gerrymandering and putting a map together, he's indicated he's going to sign this map. So it looks like the Democrats did what the Republicans will do in other states where they control the process, is to try to maximize the number of their party being elected. And it looks like it's done to maximum effect in that range, with, I think, the goal is to try to create, out of 17 districts, 14 Democratic, and it looks like they've tried to do that.
So the three Republican districts would be the 16th, the 15th, and I think down in Southern only the 12th.
Yeah, I don't know the specific numbers. I haven't seen numbers attached to them yet, but that sounds right, because most of the Republican support over the years has shifted downstate. From in the suburban areas. And they'll try to consolidate the Republican downstate rural vote in the three districts. The district in the one district that I'll be included in is I was formerly in the 17th. Now I'm going to be in one that goes just north of St. Louis and all the way over in the Champaign area.
It looks to me like the 16th district, the one we're talking about, it puts Darren LaHood and Mary Miller in the same district, if I'm looking at this accurately.
Yeah, that would be no surprise. Again, the party in control tries to not only maximize their numbers, but oftentimes puts Republicans in the same districts. They did that with state legislative map, and they're doing this with the congressional map as well. To create intra-party primaries.
Yeah, so that ultimately takes some of the heat off of, Democrats in the general, with the Republican primary candidates kind of beat up each other in the primary, so to speak.
Yeah, it's another advantage inherent if both candidates run, to spend resources and to take each other on instead of putting all the resources together for a challenge against, the opposite party. But in cases like this, the chances of a Democrat winning that district are really low. So the primary winner will be strong likelihood that person will win the general election.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at this, then you kind of mentioned the overall trends across the country as Democrats kind of try to shore up their majority, and Republicans, I guess, are doing the same in states where they control the remapping process. We're just seeing this happen kind of more and more to an extreme level, aren't we, where people are drawing their districts like this?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on Illinois to produce as many Democratic districts as possible. The same with New York, even though they have an independent commission. So the Republicans are going to be doing this in states like Ohio, Florida, Texas. It's too bad. This isn't good overall. This creates further pressures. This further fuels the partisan divide in our country, where people that have heavily partisan districts one way or the other don't face real competition that might get them to move to the center more. If your only competition is in a primary from somebody to the extreme left or right, you're going to be trying to move that way also to protect your flank. And this just continues to fuel this partisan divide in our country, which really it's approaching dangerous levels with what's been going on. And I understand the Democrats in Illinois will be saying, well, the Republicans are doing this elsewhere and all. Maybe we do need more of a national solution to this to try to get more independent type map making.
That was political science professor Robin Johnson speaking to Tim Shelley about the new congressional map proposal.